Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night, Yud Aleph, Adar Aleph. I want to go over, I know the learning, especially on Kitzur, is very, but I do want to go over certain klolim, which I feel are important, and they're not so clear, and I want to do it with Mishnah Berurah, well, maybe we'll get more of a clarity. So we're in Siman Nun Beis, and I want to go back to Sif Yud. Yud will do quickly. I don't think it's that much of a rule. But Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, when things are slightly, what I'm talking about is, it seems to be, I want to get clear the rules, when things are slightly inedible, what bracha they are, and then you make them edible, either through cooking or frying or putting sugar coating on them, or honey. So does it take on the shahakol, or does it go back to its old bracha because you made it edible? So I want to just call him, and Mr. Brewer argues some of them with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I want to see them. So let's start with Yud, even though Yud is not a good example of it, but it's a hakdama to it, where he's talking about seeds. So if they're edible, and mesukim, so they're bor pri adama. So that's clear. They're not bor pri eitz because they're not the main product of the tree. You only make a bor pri eitz on sort of the tree's purpose being in the world. It's there to produce apples, not apple pits. It's there to produce peaches, not peach pits. Peach pits would be an example. They're not roy to eat at all. He's talking about the sukkim if they're roy to eat. So you make a bor pri adama. You don't make a eitz because it's not the primary product of the tree. Okay. Aval garinim hamorim. But pits that are bitter and they're inedible, the Mishnah Berurah says, so they're inedible. So you don't make any bracha at all. You don't even make a shahakol because they're inedible. Now, if you make them edible through roasting them, you say shahakol. You don't say adam. Because, okay, so that's, it's something that in nature is inedible. That's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it's inedible. He says bitter, but you don't make a bracha at all. So it must be bitter to the extent that you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out inedible. So when you make it edible by roasting it, so it's only going to move up to shahakol. Now it's edible, shahakol. Okay.
Why wouldn't it just move down one to adama?
Because I'm not sure. But remember, at its highest point, it's only adama. We're talking about something that at its highest point is only adama, because it's the pit, not the fruit. Whether the din would be different by fruit, that's what I want to get clear. You're talking about something that at its highest point is adama, but it's inedible, and then you made it edible by roasting, so now it's only shahakol. Now let's go on to Sif Yud Aleph. Let's see everything, because okay. I'm afraid you're going to hear something that's Shkedim Amorim. Now there should be a colon. My kitzur, there's no colon after Shkedim Amorim. Shkedim Amorim, bitter almonds. That's Kishayim Katanim, when they're small. The main, the primary food of the almond is the husk, which is not bitter. And that's why people plant it to eat the husks at this stage. So you make a bor pri eitz on the husk, so that we understand. At this stage, that's the primary fruit. Ukshem gedolim, when they grow, she'oz ikar achilu masha b'fnim, the primary food of this tree is now the nut that's inside, but it's bitter, and I guess it's edible. No, maybe not. I don't get it. So then how could it be? Oh, so how could it be that it's the main food is the nut? Maybe the husk becomes more inedible when it gets older. What? He says the nut inside is inedible and you don't make a broch if you eat it. But if you make it edible through roasting, so then you make ha'etz. No, he's not at all saying it. He's saying when it becomes bigger, he doesn't talk about the husk. When it becomes bigger, apparently, the ikar, I don't know if he's talking about, I don't know what kind of almonds he's talking about. He's talking about shkedim hamorim. That means when they grow and they blossom and they grow, they're inedible. And the way to eat them, so that's the pshat in the halacha. The way to eat them is by roasting it. Now that's how people, it's grown for the purpose of eating them through roasting. What?
When it's small, when it blossoms, you can eat them.
He's talking about shkedim hamorim. They see in the Gemara there were different species. The shkedim hamorim and shkedim is a different species. I don't know if we're talking about our almonds. He's talking about a species called shkedim hamorim.
That's not even edible when
it's not edible when it grows. He says that. And the only thing I make. What?
Regular almonds are edible. Regular almonds are edible when they're big. It's not talking about that.
There were two, you see in the Gemara, there were Shkedim Hamorim and Shkedim, I don't know what the other kind were called. But I want to talk about the Klal. I don't care if he calls it Shkedim or if he calls it any word you want. The Klal is apparently like this. L'chora. The primary food was to eat it through roasting. In other words, it was inedible raw, but it grew. The husk either became inedible, or the husk just became a secondary food because the nut grew and it was big and you put it in food and you ate it and maybe you put it in salads or whatever. But lemaisa was inedible. But lemaisa people discovered at some point in history, they discovered that if you roast it, it's very gishmak. So then you make our eights. I guess the trick is because aldas kenotinosa. Okay? So if you plant something, even if the primary purpose, primary produce of this fruit or vegetable, I guess it's no worse than a cauliflower, let's say the olden days, or cabbage. You plant something that's only edible through processing. In vegetables, you have a lot of things like that. I don't know, a lot. A potato. No. Nobody eats a raw potato. So that's what he's talking about. Something that's the primary, it's obviously, somehow we know that that's the primary food of the plant. Shkedim amorim, they grow and they become. So then if you make it edible, a very good potato, he's talking about eights, but a potato is the best thing to keep in mind for the principle. Okay? Shkedim amuchupim betzukr, sugar-coated almonds, even though it's more sugar, you make a bore prior eights. I guess besides roasting it, that's another thing you could do. But I don't quite understand that.
But if you just sugar,
because you're really just eating the sugar. I don't get it.
I don't know how it would become edible without still roasting it.
54.5. Wait. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah has this case. What don't we understand? It's like, yeah, if you put enough ketchup on something, it'll be edible, you know.
What does it mean, ayyubayah?
Through heat, roasted.
What is roasted?
No.
Even with the sugar,
he's talking about.
No,
he doesn't. He says.
Before anything. Before it, last
time. You're not reading it.
Right.
It's a different sentence.
Next sentence. So the question is why Gary didn't go down to a shackle.
Shkedim Amorim, Tannenberg, Burpriyo 8. gedolim v'loy klum. Tazuke maski. V'miskan al yedei ha'uroi dover acher. V'vorech bor priyo eitz. No, he doesn't say the case of the sugar. Miskon. Miskon. He made them sweet. Al yidei ha'ur odover acher. We also said odover acher. I don't know. Maybe. What did they do with the sugar?
Isn't it like
maybe they made it. Maybe the yisoda is if you just dip it in sugar, you know, you sprinkle sugar over it. So yeah, halami, you're just eating sugar. But maybe they, like, you go into a store and you buy sugar coated, honey coated almonds. What, honey? There's certain nuts that they sell honey coated almonds, cashew, peanuts. So how are they mistabek to the nut? Through what process? What? Do you have any idea of the process? No, what I'm thinking is maybe it's like, it's taka like miskon al yedei ha'ur. It's taka like roasting. In other words, they're not stop. They dipped it in sugar. I don't know. But maybe conceptually at least, it's not like they dipped it in sugar and you're just trying to get your kid to eat the medicine. But maybe it's like putting sugar in bitter medicine. Taka. Or maybe it's like making orange flavored medicine. In other words, maybe the process made it as one. So it's taco sugar-coated almond.
Why is it like maror and carosa?
Because that's what I'm saying. It's not like that. That's what I'm saying. It's not like that. Because it's not like that. And the mitzvah is not like that. Maror and carosa is a dip. And a chanami, if you dip it in honey, then I doubt it would become a eitz. Because you're really just eating the honey. But now I'm thinking of how a sugar-coated almond looks. Or sugar coated peanut or honey coated, there is some process that's medabek it. It's not stam. So I don't know, so maybe that's why it's right. Okay. Kolumus hamitzuka sugar, you make shahakol, because you're really just eating the sugar there. Kolumus ain't no pre. Okay. In other words, there's an almonds of fruit that takes processing. And there were different ways of processing it. So if you processed it through the sugar or through the honey, you also make ha'etz, just like when you roast it, you make ha'etz. But this klumus plant, that would be apparently the equivalent of you just dipped it in sugar, that's all. So you make shahakol, and you're eating sugar. Okay. Yud beis.
So that was in the crawl, right?
Yes. Well, so far we're good with all the things.
Like the Garinian only turns to shakol and Shkedim turn it to eitz. The same thing, both of them in the raw state is not edible. The one is shakol with eitz.
So I would say the chiluk is, because when you're dealing with the ikar hapri,
right.
So it's like a potato. That's how Hashem made it. Hashem made it to be eaten through processing. So Hashem made Shkedim Amorim to be eaten through processing.
And the Garinian?
Garinian are not the primary fruit. They're just an offshoot. And that's why you make Adoma at best.
Gosh.
So maybe since the garinim are not the primary food, they're not the primary food. So when it's inedible, so it's inedible. And now that you made it edible, it's just shahakol. Now you only say this svara when it's the primary
byproduct of that food. Okay.
Now that's a wonderful teretz. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down your kasha. Mishnah Berurah says, "Harbe achronim hikshu al zeh." On the din of shahakol by the garinim. If garinim are a bracha, oh no. Because the mechaber shita is you make ha'etz on garinim. Then it's hakatz akasha. Yeah, that's what he says. But if you hold their hadama, and then when they're inedible, and you made them edible through processing, they're only shahakol. And the chab is l'shitoso, because he holds garina mahar eitz. Okay. I have to go. Not only do I have to go, but do you have a car here, maybe? I have to take the bus. I have to ask you to take me, please. Do you know if the hall is available for a Kiddush on Shabbos? Oh, I know it's not. Oh, no, Vayakel, it's not.
If Vayakel's not, maybe the Shabbos is.
If it is, could you find out?